All right, so it's called, so we got our policy meeting for the library board. It's August 8th, 2018. It's 7:02. And I guess let's have a roll call.
Yes. Rodriguez?
Here.
Crawford?
Here.
And Danis is absent. And we also have Theron Garcia and Elisa present, Lisa mm-hmm. Topper.
Let's see, do we have any visitors? Okay, any public comment? Nope. So then I guess we can move on to new business. So one of the things first on our list is that we want to talk about board members being able to be present at the board but via electronic means. So we're talking like telephone, calling in, and being a part of like a teleconference where they're not physically able to attend. So, Elisa.
Do we want to go first with the board borrowing, or are we going disorder, or are we going?
Oh, we can do board borrowing too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we can start. So we can start with board borrowing.
So the red, the parts we're adding.
Yes.
And
yes. So it says all board members of the Yorkville Public Library are eligible for a library card and are exempt from overdue fines. On most library materials, board members are required to pay fees for lost or damaged materials.
This is pretty standard in most libraries. It's the least that we can do.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Can I ask, because this makes me think, I had a library card when I worked for Plainfield. Do staff members get a library card?
Yes, they do.
Okay, they do.
And they don't pay fines, but right. they pay for materials.
Same
so
as us.
Same. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think that's the least we can do. I mean,
mm-hmm.
that's good.
Okay.
I like that. I agree.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we should take that to the board for approval.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So then the next one would be electronic participation at meetings.
And this wording came from our attorney. He sent me a couple of examples of other libraries that were in their policies mm-hmm. along with the law. So I just...
Okay. So we make sure. So I guess one person would possibly, you know, ask, what keeps a person from abusing this and just calling it?
Because it says that they have to.
It has to be under these
family
circumstances.
Under these circumstances.
Mm-hmm. And they have to call the secretary.
They have to call the secretary
mm-hmm.
via communication.
Mm-hmm.
So it's only if they have a disability, personal illness, employment purpose, business of the library, family emergency, or other emergency. And if they wish to attend via communication, they must give notice to the board secretary.
Okay.
I mean, this will probably apply.
Does it still mean?
Yeah.
We took new votes. That's why I was like, wait.
We did. You remained the
secretary.
Mm-hmm.
And Susan's treasurer.
So we need to work out how we
how
will.
Communication will,
mm-hmm.
will be done. Does that need to be noted, or we just decide on our own how it's
done?
Okay.
Because it really is going to apply to Russ and to Carol.
Yeah.
Now, Carol, when I talked to her, is thinking about going off the board. But I said, just wait. And we're meeting the city next week. It was supposed to be yesterday, but mm-hmm. got rescheduled for next week. So I'm really going to be pushing, I've been pushing hard to get the Ryan, the guy that came. As a new board member, because he's got this building expertise that we desperately need. So I'm pushing more to at least get him on. I don't know what he's going to do with the others, but you know,
because one empty spot, so it would be
right.
his, and then
we'll see
and
what
we'll
happens after that.
The other three, but I don't know. I mean, I'm just telling Carol to just don't make any decisions,
mm-hmm.
right? Because she can call in,
right?
You know, mm-hmm. and I'm not the
and
board.
And this is the policy.
When I go.
And this is the policy that will. Yes,
just
take to the board.
Covers
that.
Yes.
So, do we like this? Any wording?
I mean, it's usually by conference call. But
right.
I mean,
right.
It's usually, I mean, I guess you can Facebook it. Facebook
or if we have some
too.
Type of,
but
we don't have a conference
speaker.
Call speaker.
I think it's got, well, I think some places we use just a regular someone's phone.
Okay.
And put it on speaker.
We can do that.
Mm-hmm.
That's still considered being part of the...
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't know.
So they need to contact me. I do have an iPad, which I mean, the other person needs to have an iPhone. FaceTime is one of the easier apps to use.
Yes.
It's easy to call. They have Facebook Messenger is another one that's pretty easy to use, where they can both, you see both their face and they see whatever you're facing, you know, so you can kind of, with the iPad's a little easier, you can have it sitting on a stand and they can kind of just be here and hear the meeting.
Yeah.
Other than those two, I'd have to investigate other.
But it doesn't have to be video. It can be voice or video.
It's usually voice. It's just voice. But, well, Russ has the earpiece. So that's how he's communicating.
Mm-hmm. Right. But, I would imagine. He didn't say. He said he's looking forward to being a part of September's meeting.
And I almost was going to take last month's board package, but I didn't want to push it, so I didn't.
Okay. But probably bored and ready to look at it.
I will take the camera. I'm going to go see Carol probably tomorrow. And I'll take the board package.
Okay.
The next one.
Okay.
So we'll take this to the board?
Yeah, we'll take this to the board. And but I like having the option of video or audio.
Yes.
It's in here.
So the way this reads is that, so I know ahead of the meeting, we get to the meeting and I say, such would like to participate via, you know, communications. Then it says the people have to vote.
Right.
We have to vote to amend the bylaw.
No, it says the majority of the quorum must vote in favor of a trustee attending via communication devices.
So how do we do that if it's going to be before?
Someone makes a motion.
At the very beginning of the meeting.
Okay, at the beginning of the meeting.
So we would have to open the meeting and then have a vote at the very beginning of the meeting. Like before we follow all the other stuff that's normally there.
Right, before.
So
right here.
Before roll call almost, right?
Right.
Before. Or after roll call. Because don't you want them to be included in roll call?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or roll call and then
have the meeting. Marlis. Marlis knows. I mean, I think, don't you have to do the roll call first, call the meeting to order in the roll call?
I would think so.
Okay, so maybe after roll call, because they're almost like, they're not a visitor, but we want to say, at this time I'd like to make a motion.
You could almost
right
do
after
it
call.
Under amendments to the agenda.
Under the amendment.
And under amendments to the agenda.
Because
right.
It's not always going to happen.
So right.
Is that always number three?
Yeah,
amendments
yeah.
To the
it's
agenda.
Always number three.
Okay, so we would do it here.
I think that's where you would go on.
Make a motion.
But
if it's needed.
But if they're members of the board, shouldn't they just automatically be able to, and we just mentioned when we do roll call, that by electronic means?
You have to vote.
This is the way this is written.
Yeah.
Only trustees attending in person shall be counted toward establishing a quorum,
right.
And the majority of that quorum must vote in favor of a trustee attending via communication devices.
So you're going to have to vote.
Okay. Each time we have a meeting.
Each time he wants to call it.
And this is typical for doing it with electronic means for other boards and. Okay.
I mean, I've never had this, but I've.
I never had it where they had to vote on it, but this
that's why I was wondering if we need to strike that from there about voting on it and just.
No,
but he got that. She got that from the attorney.
Oh, really?
So it's part of the law.
Okay. All right. Okay.
So then we would do it at the amendments part.
I would say we're probably more than covered if we make a motion to contact. Board trustee such and such at this time to be included in the meeting.
Mm-hmm.
All in favor, aye. And then somebody would second it. All in favor, aye. I would call them, and then we would go over the minutes, the correspondence,
well,
the public comment.
What I find out from the attorney is, can we do it initially to say for a 6-month period, or do we have to do it
every time? That would be great to know as well.
Find out.
Yeah.
I
can do it for it.
Because I can make that as a motion. That could be part of the motion rather than having to do it every time.
Mm-hmm.
Or for 6 months. Because if we
I know
for
we have to say board trustee Russ Walter to the meeting. We have to name them, they said.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to list the type of communication we're using.
Yeah, I'll shoot them an email and I'll have an answer on
okay.
Monday. So if we can do it like for 6 months, then we're covered with
then
we do it every time.
Right.
But the way this reads, it seems to me like
you have to vote.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, that's the way it read. That's what I was asking.
Okay.
So,
So this won't go into bylaws. This will go into meetings, the article for meetings.
Well, it's in the bylaws.
This will be in the bylaws for future times. We have somebody who's disabled.
Got it.
This is just a new addition into it.
So this is the way it'll be presented to the board on Monday, with the exception of anything that you guys want to change tonight.
Then we have another new policy under DVD.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so let's look at that. So on the DVD policy, what I'm seeing here is this it's to be scratched.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. Well, of course, get deleted. Right.
And this was
starting when
September 1st.
And we'll borrow mine over the summer. I was like, here's my money.
We will play it up in the media. Mm-hmm. That we're responsive to the needs of our community. Mm-hmm. The other thing is, at the end of September, when I've been here a year, what I always do is I do an overview of the past year of all the things that's done. So this will play out the online registration, which goes online September 1, too.
Okay.
So those are two of the goals that two of the five that are there.
So is the red in line 3, is that to be taken out as well?
Added.
So red is just any change. So that will be added, and number 4 will be deleted.
Okay.
Number 4 of the dollar per DVD per week is deleted.
And that goes in, and so that will go into effect again September 1st. Okay. Right during hometown day.
Well, we don't have a difference between nonprofit and for profit organizations.
Well, no one makes some money. I think that I came up with this, and I just thought it would be fair. I also want to try to make a little bit of extra money if they're going to be serving food, like if it's a company serving food, then I'm adding $25 as a cleanup fee.
Yep. Because the crumbs do come happen and leftovers. I think it's good.
I like it. Yeah.
Now, I know that the Hampton charges $50 for 3 hours. So it's a smaller room.
If it's 70 people total, it's so tiny.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now we are
for $25.
Is a new hotel
going to
offer
this?
Is a new hotel going to offer?
Yeah, but they're not.
And they're building the facility. Somebody told me
they're not scheduled to be open until the end of the year.
Well, I still think we should add this. I was just, trying to make sure we're priced, and they're probably going to be more expensive. Someone said that there's new construction near the southmost McDonald's. And they believe it's a banquet facility. I feel like we should know what's going on. There's a Burger King going up right next to Jiffy Lube. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
There used to be one right there.
Well, Casey
closed it down.
Well, it turned into what's the name? Hardee's, which is now
Casey's
closed.
Casey's open. Mm-hmm.
Casey's open.
I got an invitation to go over there. They put out invitations to department heads. So I went over there. Got a free sandwich. Mm-hmm. But I met the store manager. And I said, support your community. She said, do you have story time with Santa? I said, yeah. She said, she'll give us the cookies and refreshments for that in December. And then she said to go online. I went online. Casey's will fund the corporate Casey's.
Yeah.
So I asked for $450 for the ice cream social to do tote bags with Casey's and the library to give out at ice cream social. So, and to pay for ice cream. So I'll know probably 2 weeks. And if they don't pay it, then I'll go to Culver's and see what
they can
beg for there.
But I think we're doing good with this by differentiating.
Yes.
And I like what Rebecca said, making sure we know what's going
just
on.
Just to keep track
of our price range.
Well, we can always go up.
Yes.
This is an introductory.
Yes, this is an introductory if we have to because of other
Now, the other thing that came up is that I did get a call of a church group that rents space at Hampton Inn. It's $50 for 3 hours, but they didn't have space when they wanted to do it. But we can't go there. Religious things here. But we're talking about, I know that the police department was doing some testing. They had like 150 people that they wanted to do testing with, and we couldn't handle 150 people with tables.
No, not with tables.
Oh, any tables.
So that's where that came from.
Right. I think it's a good start. We can revisit it if we have to. That looks good. And the only thing from this is you're going to talk to the attorney about if we have to vote every time.
It will go to the board with the red.
Right.
And that once it's approved, then I will turn it to black and then distribute to everyone for everybody's comments.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What's the next policy we're going to look at?
I didn't have this on the policy committee. It's on the agenda for the board meeting, and that's the disaster plan.
Did you say, okay, so now we're doing the safety or the disaster?
Well, the disaster plan
changed.
Needs to be revised.
Right.
But what I included also is the safety policy, which is part of the policy and procedures manual. Somehow this all needs to be merged. I don't know whether it needs to be merged or not. It's separate the way it is now.
Safety would go with the disaster, just telling you certain things, but then you do have a policy. So are we going to look at the safety policy first, or are we looking at?
This is real small.
Yeah.
Safety.
Yeah, the disaster plan, I think, just needs to be tabled for October when I can go through and revise all the things that are out of date. And then bring it.
And make it better.
Yeah.
More of the same font.
Is there a new children's employee?
One?
Two. Or this,
three.
No, two children's and one sir. And they're not on this
list.
Well, I gave the department heads the list to update with their staff.
Yes. Well, that's.
Start building bomb threat. We wanted to see if this was even.
And she has this here.
Well, this is in the policy manual now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's in both.
Mm-hmm. Is it in both?
This is the policy, and then in here.
This is the disaster
in there.
Oh, it is included. It's at the back. It starts on N1. So disaster is
green.
Well, it's just numbered. It doesn't have an N like a section of the.
Oh, here.
I don't know why.
Mm-hmm. What's
the. But safety's in the back, N1. Here it is. It's actually in the binder, probably, right? Because we do letters and numbers, and it's in the binder.
Yeah.
It's in the binder.
Disaster recovery. Is its own weird Faxton page?
Oh, I see.
That's what
yeah.
I said. This
so
looks
it
like someone did this. This looks like it was.
This is something somebody sent us.
Right.
You know, I probably want to get some disaster plans from other libraries and see.
Can you do that?
Yeah.
And just see how.
I think this just needs.
This is
like
more generic to me. I think you should see what they have. And then I'm going to read this just to see.
Microfilm, do we still have that?
We have them in the genealogy room upstairs.
So what's the difference in the safety policy that's there and the one that you do?
It's the same, I didn't realize it was in there.
Not really. Incident report form?
No, it's not as many pages.
No, it's not the same.
So these two pages are the safety policy and bomb threat, and when it was adopted, 2006, but then you also have security camera policy.
That's not in there.
It went from this two pages of safety policy to somebody's very thorough disaster recovery.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Which is pretty thorough. It probably needs to be read to see if it's still
applied.
Like it says, send your stuff to Kodak or professional microprocessing laboratory. I don't know if Kodak still even does that.
Right. I think what you said, Alyssa.
You have all of it.
No, this one.
This
is
the back of that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is that the.
At the very end, somebody gave them a like six page what to do all your different various materials if they were to be frozen, burned,
where's the rest
wet
of this workers' comp?
Yeah, that's missing.
Where's all this other stuff? Controls for hot work?
I don't see.
I don't know where that is.
Firearm Concealed Carry Act, none of that's in here.
Can we do like you said first?
I think we need to table it in September.
Yes.
Let me come back to the policy committee with some examples of unemployment.
Yes, I agree.
See what we need to pull together.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Because this is nothing. Yeah. And the other thing is with most libraries too, which I've discovered isn't here, is always we always have the department heads always have a list of who to call for plumbing, for heating, for
anything,
everything
any
to call. Mm-hmm. So. And that's why I need to work.
That's what they did in the front. It's just not
up to date.
They have comment, public works, water, and electrician, carpenter. They have all that. Utility company.
These aren't even the same.
This is from 1997.
It just happened.
Not the same companies that we need.
Elevator service. So we just need to update this with our current. And then maybe there's some city people we are supposed to call
first for certain things.
For certain things. Well, comment just has a 24-hour number.
Well, certainly we can have that part. We're meeting with the city next Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. I would ask them if they have go-tos for
certain things.
Right.
You
for stuff on this
like
page,
has an app that you can actually communicate via an app to let them know there's a power outage at your location.
Mm-hmm. Well, the phones were out this morning, too, at the same time the water was leaking. But that was a phone call. They just reset the system. It's all automated.
But is that outlined in? Like, I don't know if that's considered a disaster. Phones being off, but is there a procedure?
Who are phones on there?
It should be on the call list for the managers, and also to have it posted in each workroom.
I was going to say in the bulletin board.
Because not always a department has its on duty.
So what's our phone? Is it? Tech? What?
It's Comcast.
Comcast isn't listed.
This is going to be our duty. I agree with Alyssa said, because now we're going to have to go through all the vendors that we have or who we have for certain things in case of emergency, and then create that list.
I just hired a woman today. She's very educated, very competent. She had to move back from Michigan because her mother's ill. She's working at Walmart. So we hired her to be the CERC person. She's got an administrative assistant background, so I'm going to have her maybe 3 hours a week work with me upstairs to get files up to date and to do this kind of stuff and typing it up.
Yeah.
Because I would rather be doing other stuff than sitting keying in all this stuff.
That's good. That would be great. So I think this can be tabled, but as far as the list of numbers, emergency, that should be done.
I'm going to work on that because I should have that.
Because if you're not here one day and something, they should know who to call.
It always happens when I'm here.
They should know who to call. So I would prefer to have that list and then table this.
You know they're going to call Dixie before they call anybody else. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, really, it's page 1 through 6.
1 through 6?
Page 1 through 6.
Yes, 1 through 6.
We need to figure out what's missing from this list. That's what I wanted to write it down, because you're going to update this list, but what's missing from this list?
And then they have this list too. Right.
Well, that's a city. She can send you that, the people who work in the city. 1 through 6 is us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, like you said, we had Comcast for phone. That's not even listed, so you wouldn't update it. I wouldn't know to update it because it's not on.
Well, what I started doing in my Rolodex upstairs is I say, like, plumber, see the name of the company and then the name of the company in the Rolodex so that the department heads know they can always go up to my Rolodex.
But we want this on an electronic document. It says plumbing, it has name, it has the company. We just need to update that.
That's
but we don't have anything for phone.
No. Mm-hmm.
Well, Comcast, it has our account number. It's an 800 number with our account number. You just call them and they...
So that should be in here somewhere.
Well, I'm just saying it should be on page 2, under utility company. You should
and then
phone,
your order.
And then the and company name, and then their phone number.
And then number 3 as well. This is, I guess this is the order of who to call. I don't know if you have certain staff members that will fall into...
Where are you?
On the first page.
Yeah, she has it highlighted because she knows they need to be changed.
Okay. Yeah.
She highlighted all the changes.
Okay.
Somebody else is in charge of the building now, not Tom. Other than that, this is in the right order, right? Because
insurance company.
Yeah.
I would put adult, one of them, Dixie or Cheryl Shelley before Jeanette, because who's more senior?
Dixie's my senior.
So she would go before first. Jeanette.
Then Shelley.
Then Cheryl. Then Jeanette.
So that needs to just get changed, the order. But it used to probably be, because I bet they left it from when, I can't think of her name right now, but she was a senior. She was here a long time.
The children's person?
And when she left,
Miss Rita.
Miss Rita. So that's probably why they left the order instead of flipping it.
Right.
But it should go more senior, because you don't want to call somebody who's...
Who's new.
You don't want to call somebody who's like, I'm not in charge of anything. Who's just going to have to go back and call somebody else.
They start calling, you don't always reach the first person who's going to call anyway. But we've been text messaging each other, too.
What is the general contractors on page 2 under for the disaster plan? The general contractors, what are those for? Is that for... In case there's a fire, when
you
have something boarded up?
When the building was newer, it's probably like, you know the building.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it says project manager, so that was probably the person that worked on the project.
Tom was the builder.
Right, so for general contractors, do we even put that in?
We don't necessarily need to add that this time.
Right, exactly.
He was the owner's rep.
And then the legal advisor.
That's still the same.
Right. Roger.
And where's our tech?
That's Lloyd. I don't think he's on here.
So we have to add phone.
Phone and tech.
We have to add technology. And I don't know if you want. I say technology because it encompasses more than just computers, right?
IT.
Mm-hmm. IT and.
And phone. And general contractors can get cut off.
Take it off.
We wouldn't call a general contractor now.
Mm-hmm. Insurance.
And this is still our insurance.
I don't know. We'll have to find out.
Police, fire.
The fire changed. Could you say is that that changed? The alarm system changed, right?
It's the same.
Okay.
One same.
Syntus.
Syntus is still the same.
ComEd. Public Works, Water and Sewer, Electrician, Carpenter.
Yeah, but who's this person?
Who's the carpenter?
The electrician. This isn't our electrician. We have another company.
Okay.
Right.
But it is good to have. We had somebody who was a simple carpenter who fixed something. I remember them saying.
Doug?
It was like a door or something. They fixed something.
This is.
It was like a year or so ago. They fixed something that, instead of paying a whole bunch of money, a carpenter could figure out a simple fix. Do you remember that? Mm-hmm. It's good to just have a carpenter on hand who can come and do...
Or check and see if this guy's still around.
Yeah.
That would be good.
Yeah.
We don't have enough senior people here to... But I know they have a carpenter.
Handyman service.
Yeah, something like that.
This place right here on page 3, handyman service. This is not our plumbing, right? That changed as well.
That's not our plumbing.
Okay.
Or exterminator.
That's not our exterminator.
That's not our exterminator either. It's smithereen. It is.
Really?
Smithereen. They're coming back out because they still have ants at the door.
Yeah, they said all this rain. I had ants. It makes me crazy. The rain kind of caused them.
What I would also do is put the name of the contact person for each company who we deal with. Mm-hmm. So we always ask for that person.
Yeah, that's a really good idea.
The name and the company, yeah. Mm-hmm. You put the name or the company in the name, whichever the case may be.
I guess who we deal with. Because
and sometimes you don't have one. ComEd, you don't have one.
No, that one we would not. Location, emergency equipment, see a task force.
I like that I like that we have something like that.
Sources of off-site equipment.
Actually, on page 4, I see we're on number 6 where it says staff familiar with location of fire extinguisher, flashlight, radio, stuff like that. What about CPR? Are they trained?
October 5th, we're having the active shooter training. They're calling the chief part and waiting for them to call me back. The second part is going to be from 1 to 4:30. First part's going to be the police.
Mm-hmm.
Second half's going to be first aid. Basic first aid.
Because CPR is very crucial.
CPR will be another time where only staff that's interested in doing that, because some people don't feel comfortable doing that.
It really is a lifesaver. I mean, we just, like Fermi, everybody has to have be CPR trained.
Right.
And it has come in handy.
I am, and it makes me, oh, God, please, no. Every coach has to have it.
Do you feel uncomfortable doing it?
Well, because not doing it, if I had to do it, I would do it. I hate the idea of, like,
thinking about
it happening.
Yeah, I hated the every second of thinking I was going to have to stab my child in the leg with her EpiPen. I mean, I would have done it, but that, like, if you do it wrong, something terrible could happen to the person. But I will tell you, anybody who deals with children, you're going to want to have genetic, whether or not she's comfortable or not.
Yeah.
Like, we, as coaches, every single coach by law has to be CPR. So because they're with kids,
yeah.
I would say that she's almost going to 100% want to have
AED trained her. Because there's a difference between EAD for adults and for children.
And the one that we have out there, I don't think it's
for kids. It's just for children. I mean, it's for adults.
You should probably change that since we do have kid programs here.
Or at least keep one that's kid program in the kids' rooms.
Inside the program.
Inside the program.
It's like $1,500.
Yeah, and the new ones do include the pads for both. So, for children and...
Well, that's the other thing. I got a recall on the machine that something's effective with that. But then when I asked Bart about it, he said that there's... He can just look at it and see if... I think it was just a ploy to get us to buy a new machine.
Because a recall, shouldn't they fix it?
Yeah, if it's a recall, they're supposed to replace it and do something.
We should,
I would contact the Harriet's. Their family does CPR training. They do it for the schools. They've been doing it a long time. They live in Yorkville. I can give you her email address. Her kids all went through Yorkville. We just, the coaches, I had to miss it because I was in Vegas, but they all just did our... CPR training. They do it for the high school, the middle school.
They
will come out for one person, or the more people, it's less per person when they come out.
Okay.
They bring the dummies, they bring the AEDs, all of it, right to your room.
It's a combination of AED training.
And then she will continue, she will continue to send you updates on, like, there have been students in, like, Oswego that got saved last year because somebody had CPR.
They do basic first aid and CPR?
They probably could. They didn't do the first aid. They did... CPR, they gave us all the little bags that we could put on it so we wouldn't transfer germs.
Yeah.
They taught us the chest things. They taught us the AED. They watch you, and then they get your whole Red Cross card sent to you later.
Yep. That's good.
So our school district's been using them for quite a while.
Do you know how long the term is? About an hour?
No.
It's
at least two to three hours.
Yeah. Mine takes a whole morning.
So then that would be another...
Because it's 3 hours for me when they do it.
So October...
That
could be
the spring training.
I was
going to
say, that's not
going to
happen.
The spring training.
Yeah, that could be a spring training thing.
And more first everything. Because
she might have to come out for just two of us. And she said, you can do part of it online, she said, which was really nice. You had to pay yourself, though. But maybe we could cover that. $15 if you did the one portion online. And then she was only going to charge $24 for the hands-on portion for two people. So it's not terrible.
No.
Which includes certification card, wallet reminder, and supplies.
Okay.
So she sent us. Her name is Liz Harriet.
Liz?
Yeah, it's Elizabeth, but
H-E-R-I-A
U-D.
Okay.
Her email is L-I-Z at sccsolutions.net. sccsolutions.net.
Okay.
And I also have her phone number in case you want to call her.
What's her number?
630-888-0504.
Got it.
But yeah, your managers.
Perfect.
So we do that spring.
I think as quickly as you can. We might want to include something in here about, I don't know, policy about training.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, at least for the children's.
Yes.
People who deal with the children. Or if we want to do it for the entire staff.
And that wouldn't go in here.
That would go.
That would go in something like
the safety.
The safety.
That's more of a policy. This is more of a list of, like, where things are,
right.
Who to call. Mm-hmm. This is more disaster plan here.
Yeah, we're going under the
safety.
Our safety policy only talks about this stuff. Only talks about fire, tornado,
because that's all it's
bomb,
supposed to. That's more like
accidents and security.
That's more like in our employment human resources policies, the trainees. Like,
mm-hmm.
But it also, it could even be even under accidents and first aid. You know, it could be under accidents or you know, or first aid. If first aid is administered, or if the CPR or AED is used, that has to be an incident report as well.
Yes,
it is supposed to be.
Right. So we might want to, where it says accidents / first aid / unsafe working conditions, we might want to include
/ CPR.
/
Do you fill out an accident report? Do we have an accident report?
Okay.
Incident.
And
yes.
They fill it out.
And then do you keep track for OSHA?
They fill it out and give it to me, immediately give it to me. Okay. The department head fills it out and gives it to me. And then if it's a patron, then I follow up to see how they are.
Okay. Well, that's not listed here. That it needs to be filled out.
Yeah, we're going to have to go through all. I'm going to read.
Okay.
Employers...
All accidents should be reported immediately to the director or designee. An incident report should be completed within 24 hours of any incident. Yes, an incident report.
And notify. A report.
Well, it already says notification. That's okay. The first line, but it didn't have anything about the report.
Okay.
So I tell the director and then think the director wrote it up.
No.
But no, I was there. I should be ready.
Should it be 24 hours or before you end your shift?
It's within 24 hours because you don't have to. It normally says that on the incident report.
Are we doing this as policy now?
We were just saying that needs to get added.
We're having this disaster.
We're thinking of it. We need to write it down so we don't forget.
We're thinking about it.
So right after all accidents should be reported immediately to the director or designee. The way it says accidents, it's like
it should be incidents.
Any incident, all incidents.
But all incidents don't need to get reported to the director.
So then which one? So then you have a specific
incident? Yeah. Every single incident?
Yes. Well,
if you use first aid kit, that should be reported.
Because if you're doing, I know from dealing with safety that you have to be reported. If it's something that doesn't require medical attention, and you don't have to report it, but if it is, then
but
you
we're
have
still
to
calling it.
It
an accident. We don't want to call it an incident. We want to call it an accident, because that's more than an incident.
Well, but if you have to do CPR on a person, that's an incident, not an accident.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what I'm saying. Sometimes people just faint. That's an incident. That's not an accident.
Right.
So we change to make it all incidents?
All incidents should be reported.
Yes.
And what do you mean by immediately? I should call the director immediately?
Yeah.
So we change accidents to incidents / first aid?
No.
No, not the top line. She's talking about the second line.
Okay.
All incidents.
Okay.
Yeah, because that encompasses all of those words. Accidents, first aid, and unsafe work.
I would change that to the director or department head.
Yeah, like...
Not designated, because it should be someone that knows, department head.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm going to revisit this too. I'm going to start. I'm going to look at some of my stuff that I...
Well, then number two is the incident report.
Right.
We have to send the incident report. We don't have a nurse. But it goes to... For me, it goes to you. It goes to our head of buildings and grounds. Right. That's the person who wants to know what happened in the physical building. That's you.
Yes.
So it would get CC'd to you and the nurse, but it just gets sent to you.
Well, I don't know when I'm getting the disaster plans from libraries, get their safety plan, too.
Yes, and I'm going to do some research as well.
Yeah.
I mean, I know it's a library, but I can see.
And where are the incident report forms kept?
I was going to talk about that.
They're
do you have a binder?
They're online.
Good.
I think they're online.
Are they PDFs you can fill out?
They're online, but they're also, I think, it's in the policy book.
Okay.
And then once, do you know... Where will we keep them? Would you have a binder for the incident?
Me.
Do you have an incident binder?
We'll fold them.
Okay.
I haven't had that many.
No, I know.
I mean, most of them is just putting ice on the kids, whatever.
Right.
Jeanette just handled it.
Complete an incident report form within 24 hours and submit to the director. That's what it needs to say after all incidents should be reported immediately to the director or department head.
Okay, say it again. All incidents should be reported immediately to the director or department head.
That's number one.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Number two is complete an incident report form within 24 hours and submit to the director.
Complete incident report within
24 hours.
And submit.
Incident.
Yeah, she has.
Complete incident report within 24 hours and submit.
Yes, they used to call it an employee's first report of injury or illness form. That's not what it should be called. It should just be called an incident form, where you could put down any number of things.
Right.
Because, like, on the incident report we have at school, you can check what police called and not called, or was the ambulance called and not called.
So you want to delete that whole sentence and put the other sentence?
Yeah, our number two.
Okay.
Complete an incident report within 24 hours.
Submit.
And we didn't make the supervisor do it. We made the person who was there do it.
Right.
The person who actually did or witnessed yes.
writes out.
The way they have to go, like, the supervisor's supposed to do it. Well, my direct supervisor may not even be at work.
Yeah.
Like, if I work in children's and I'm working in the evening and my supervisor is gone, is my supervisor the head, or is the director here, right?
An incident report can have multiple
people as well.
Yes.
Not always. On the weekends, not always.
Right, so that's why I wouldn't want them to wait for a supervisor to fill it out. Whatever employee witnessed it,
has to fill out the form.
And you can have multiple as well because, you know, like at the YMCA, if there's an incident, they get it from different employees. And who were there, and they all fill it out separately.
I don't know where this import. This employer's first report of injury.
This is probably old. 2006.
No, it might be from the city. Maybe you have to fill something out with the city.
Okay, well, now you're going to find out about that. Because we don't want to make a whole lot of changes if it's something. I mean, I like what she said.
I like this as soon as possible to the director or department head for the unsafe working conditions.
Mm-hmm. So you want to submit it to the director as soon as possible?
Unsafe working conditions are to be reported as soon as possible to the director or department head, right? Like the other stuff. Who is the supervisor? Your department head, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, so
I just think it should be clearer instead of saying supervisor.
Right.
Yeah. Take designee out.
Right.
As soon as possible to the director or
department head.
Why do we just have first aid kits available in the library? But that doesn't, it's just too general.
I guess they need people to know.
Yeah, I can say if you say where it's located.
Property loss notice, accident.
This is going to have to be revisited. What do you think?
Go back to the unsafe working conditions.
I don't even know how to fix this.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to do
this. Please, needs to be them.
Submit to the director as soon as possible, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Or department.
Let me get some examples, and then let's come back to
this.
Well, I don't think it's a matter of examples. There are forms. We don't know whether or not they exist.
Are we
supposed to use them? We need to talk to the city. Are we supposed to fill out a property loss notice? Are we supposed to fill out a public liability accident form? Or can a generic incident report form?
We might need to do it for insurance purposes.
Right. And where are these forms at?
Yeah.
Yeah, where are the forms?
So workers' compensation, for sure. Mm-hmm. But that's whoever was hurt.
I don't know if this employer's first report is probably a city form. It only takes 12 years to revise.
Right?
That's something you would do if you got hurt because of your job or sick because of your job.
I think you should.
They have too many things merged in this category.
We need to find out if this comes from the city and then also get those examples. We can't say that this works for us unless we know that we actually have all these forms.
The fire extinguisher seems out of place, but
that shouldn't.
It's the same as the weird first aid kits are available at the library. It's because they're trying to put both accidents, first aid, and unsafe working conditions all together. Mm-hmm. Workers' comp stuff should be its own category. Separate from
accidents. This should only be incidents, first aid, and car. Then you have another category for workers' comp, but that has nothing to do with the safety.
An
that's
evacuation
just the policy.
Route? What's that?
The other thing is they haven't had a fire drill here. I mean, I want to have a fire drill in the fall. Jeanette wants to make sure there's no little kids around on that day. We don't have any kids programs because kids will freak out. Yeah. I mean, a real fire alarm, not telling the staff we're having with patrons here.
Right.
So I'll do that in the fall before it snows.
Right. We can't fix this right away. This is another one that needs to be looked at. I would suggest to make sure that any of these forms exist. If it does, see if we have them here on hand or... find out if you're meeting, if any of these forms are part of the city.
I wouldn't even stress myself. I would ask the city for their version.
There you go.
Because we're a city library. I mean, we have to tweak our emergency evacuation for our space, like which doors you're supposed to go out of.
Right.
And do we even have that?
In here?
Like, we have posted all over our school which part of the building you go out of which door.
They should have, like, a marshal, fire marshals on each department.
Get the examples.
Because then we did this. And it tells you, if you're in this part of the building, it has an arrow which exit you go. Mm-hmm. And if you're in this part, you go out this door.
This just says evacuation route. You are here.
You think if something happens, they're going to be looking just to see.
No, but if you did training.
It does have it. So.
But if you did training on disaster plan, on how evacuation training, they would know. Because you would say, yeah, these are the doors, and these are the specific. It's handwritten in.
No, it's not handwritten. This is, you are here, evacuation route. So they have three evacuation routes. And then these are supposed to be posted
in the
around the library.
Mm-hmm.
So they did do this. Somebody did. It's really hard to see. Do you see? The star, and then they have the three.
Yeah.
And they even have for level two. If you're on level two, you go down the stairs. There's the back stairs, the middle stairs, and the other stairs. That part just needs to be made in black.
Yeah,
I can't see it.
This?
It needs to be color-coded, too.
Yeah, but we would have to find this on if we have it electronically. Otherwise, who's going to create it?
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to create this?
This map key's kind of nice, where the electrical stuff is. This is electronic somewhere, or
some of it's handwritten. No, it's not. This is like handwritten on the side. You see?
Well, that's just extension cords, mops.
Office.
Where the first aid kit is located. That I don't mind being handwritten. This is the part that needs to be something you have posted, because it's a huge thing, because your public wouldn't know where to go.
Yeah.
And your new employees need to know which, like you said.
That's where the training is.
So this needs to be shared with them before you have your surprise.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Because they're not going to know which doors. You have a lot of new people who probably never seen this document.
Right.
Another thing on here would be nice is to actually say where the fire extinguishers are.
That's what she's saying. They tried to do.
They tried to do that.
But they drew a little star. And then try to draw them on the map. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
You cannot see it.
And then the AED, wherever it's listed as well.
There's only one, and that's right by the children.
Yeah, they have a first aid kit, and I can't tell what that code is. A fire extinguisher, which is like a...
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Like a star with a circle. And they, like, drew them in the thing.
How do we find out if we have this document or not? Can we find out?
This is public record. This is the building plan.
Yeah, I think that's what this is. I think these are copies of the building plan, probably kept by the city.
Hopefully. And we need to
do this.
And come up with a digital legend that we can put onto them.
Here's another question. When you find out about contacting the other, getting some samples, find out if they use someone to help create.
Did they use like a consultant?
We don't have money for any more of those people.
Well,
we have to do it ourselves.
This is what we did ourselves.
This is somebody drawing it on. We have to do this ourselves because we can't carpet clean.
Oh, that part
we can't.
I mean, like,
And then also in this packet for Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Russ wanted me to get quotes from our roofing company on the gutters and the
alarms,
and nobody would call me back. I finally called the president of the company, and within 5 minutes, I got a call back. I had a proposal by the end of the week. But that was sleep, so.
Yeah, I saw that.
So are we done with the policy stuff, though? Is that it for the policy?
Yeah. I mean, I'll send this out tomorrow morning. Because I was waiting to see if there were any changes to send out. But It'll go out. You've got the packet that's going to go out.
Right. So no changes of this. Mm-hmm. This is still good.
I didn't put anything in my director's report about today's incident on this mention.
Okay. But it happened today, so this is already done, so we couldn't put it in there. So we're going away with, we say okay to the bylaws changes, and then we're going to table the disaster plan to September
for research.
And then research for the others, do some research.
To come back to the policy committee.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to find out from the attorney about the voting.
I think we're done with our meeting.
Yes.
So I make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye?
Aye. Okay.